for those who want to dig deep and grow strong. This is the Vintage Truth Podcast with best-selling author and teacher, Jeff Kinley. It's time to power up your faith and take your walk to the next level. Now, here's Jeff with today's podcast.
Okay, friends. Well, if you'll notice, there is a different backdrop behind me. I'm on a whole different wall here in my studio. And the reason for that is because this past week, all of the TV equipment for my new TV show, Jeff Kinley Live, arrived at the house. So I'm in the process of just rearranging this room, and we've got a technician from his channel that's flying out from California next week, and he's going to early next week, and he's going to redo this whole room, and we're going to set it up for the TV studio. And so I'm kind of out of sorts here just a little bit. So thank you for bearing with me on that. And I don't know what the new set's going to look like for the Vintage Truth Podcast. We'll fix it up in this room somehow, but working in obviously limited space, and so thankful for professionals that can help me put this thing together. You can see this curtain behind me here is actually a huge window that you wouldn't believe all the things I've got pushed against that window, and for sound barriers, for things in the neighborhood, dogs barking and trucks going by and things like that. But working on that, and thank you, those of you who are helping me get this thing fixed up. It takes a little bit of money, and it takes a little bit of work to get it done, but we're going to get it done. So anyway, the next time you see me, Lord willing, we'll be back to normal, and this whole room will look completely different. And I'm excited about it. This new TV show on his channel, if you haven't heard, it's called Jeff Kinley Live. It'll come to you once a week. I believe on Thursdays, but it'll be archived, so you can watch episodes, you know, if you miss them. But on Thursdays on his channel, and it's going to be exclusively teaching on Bible prophecy, and so that's going to be the only topic. I'm going to talk about discerning the times, Bible prophecy, the Book of Revelation, the Book of Daniel, and I'm just going to be exploring that with you, and some amazing, amazing things we're going to talk about in this new TV show. Very excited. Going to continue to do the Vintage Truth Podcast. Going to still release every Friday. And so there may be some times when I have to bump an episode or whatever because of travel schedule. In fact, I'm leaving here just a little bit after recording this to fly to Oklahoma to speak to a church there for a prophecy conference. So God is just, he's got so many things going on for me. And friends, my plate is full. The margins in my life are pushing right to the edge, but they're all good things, and they're all things that I've prayerfully considered committing to. And so basically from here to the middle of the summer, my whole life is just going to be one giant rocket speed train, just working for the Lord and getting things done. I do have some dates that are open between now and then. If your church or a group of people want to get together and do like a little weekend prophecy conference, an all-day prophecy conference, hey, go to my website, jeffkinley.com, click on the speaking schedule tab, and that'll take you to where I'm going to be. Okay, well, let's get into our study, because we're talking about how to have the best new year you can, how to bring life into 2022, and we're doing this out of a great passage of scripture in Colossians chapter 3. And we ended last time where Paul says to set your mind on things above. Now, why would we do that? Well, a couple reasons. Number one, because it says in verse 1, since you've been raised up with Christ, keep seeking those things which are above, where Christ is. Where Christ is. Seated at the right hand of the Father. And that's why we should set our mind on things above, not on the things that are on the earth. Now, he's not saying that we don't pay attention to what's going on the planet. We don't, you know, pay attention to our job and our home and our family. And, you know, we go to football games and have fun in the world and go out to eat. He's not saying that at all. He's talking about earthly things as they are juxtaposed to spiritual or heavenly things. Now, what are those things above? What are those things? Now, he says here, first of all, set your mind. And he said over in verse 3, keep seeking. So here's two commands here. This word, this verb form for keep seeking refers to inquiring about an investigation. It's the idea that you're searching something intentionally. And we see in Matthew 13:45, when it talks about, let's just look at it here real quick. Instead of talking about it, let's just look at it. Matthew 13:45, and Jesus here is talking about the kingdom of heaven, and he's comparing it to seeking fine pearls. And it's the same word here, to seeking fine pearls, seeking something that is valuable. So when you're seeking the things that are above where Christ is, you're seeking valuable things. Things that God places value on. Not things that the world places value on, but things that God says are important to him. That we love what God loves, we seek what God values, and we hold those things in high esteem. And those are the kinds of things, watch this now, because people talk about New Year's goals and priorities and that kind of thing. These are the things that set our priorities. In other words, when we discover what is important with God, then we get out our little sheet of paper here and we start writing down our top priorities. Well, what's a top priority to God? Well, that's my top priority as well. What's important for him in this world, for his children? Then that's what's important to me. We put those values at the top and we put other values, not that there aren't values. I mean, going to work is a value and taking care of your yard's a value and cleaning your home is a value. Those are all values, but they're not the top priorities. So what are the top priorities here? Another word, the same word is used in Matthew 28 verse 5, when it says that they were looking for Jesus at the risen tomb, at the garden tomb. Same word here, seeking, looking. He says, keep seeking. That's an ongoing, continual process that we are to do. So keep seeking Christ. Now, where is Christ? Well, it says here, he's at the right hand of God. He's at the right hand of God. Look at what Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3 says. This is pretty amazing here. Hebrews 1 and verse 3. It says this. It says, and he, speaking of Jesus, is the radiance of his glory, God's glory, and the exact representation of his nature. And he upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, died on the cross, right, and rose again, says he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So Christ is seated in a place of honor. The right hand at any throne is the place of highest honor. And it speaks of Jesus' co-equality with the Father here. So keep seeking those things which are above. And then verse 2 says, set your mind. Set your mind. That's like, okay, so like when you're in your kitchen, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a guy or a girl, you know, when you're in your kitchen, sometimes you set the timer on your oven or you set the clock because you want it to go off at a certain time. You know, hey, Alexa, you know, set the timer for 10 minutes or whatever. You're setting something. You're calibrating something. And that's the idea here, is that we are regulating our inner perspective. Now, let me just stop here real quickly and say this. It's easy to put words on a board or words on a reminder sheet or words on a piece of paper to remind us of what's important. But what's most critical is that those priorities, those values are regulated on the inside. Wow. Now that's a whole different thing, because there's no sheet on the inside. You can just write down, you know, make this number one, make this number two, whatever. That's really hard to do. And the way that happens, the way that we set our mind, is by practicing. Because the mind is like a muscle, and like all your muscles in your body, they have what's called muscle memory. Muscle memory. And I've told you before, that when it comes to things like memorizing scripture, I know just saying those words, memorizing scripture, just sounds like so much work. But look, you don't even have to do that. If you just go to scripture long enough, you're going to be able to quote it out of your mind. Why? Because of the muscle memory that you're having in your brain. You're training your mind. You see, my mind and your mind is broken, and it is tainted and influenced by the things of this world. I'll admit it. I have to struggle with that as well, because we live in this world and we're exposed to this world, and you can't cut everything off out of the world from coming into your life. You have to be in the world. Jesus even said in John 17, his last prayer, is he's praying to the Father that night before he was crucified. He said, Father, I don't want you to take them out of the world. I don't want that. But I want you to keep them in my name. So the idea is that we are to be in the world, but not of the world. Our boat is to be in the water, but the water is not to be in the boat. Now, what does it look like? In our minds, it looks like not allowing the worldly cares and worries and concerns of the world to choke out the things of God in our life. So the way we do that is that we set our mind. We set our mind every day because yesterday didn't count and tomorrow's not even here. Today is all that you and I have right now. And so we have to set our minds every day to calibrate. I have to do that as well. I have things on in my life that I just have to stop and say, all right, let's get the perspective here. You know why? Because life can be confusing, can be busy, like I'm busy right now. I have to really make sure that my mind is in the right place wherever I am, that I'm giving full attention to what I'm doing and what God's called me to do right then. So set your mind. Now he says, set your mind on things above, not on the things that are on the earth. Why things above? Well, a couple of reasons. Number one, he says, that's where Christ is. That's where Christ is. You want to set your mind on Christ because that's where he is. He's in heaven right now. He's at the right hand of the Father. Secondly, heaven is where truth comes from. God is where truth comes from. So when we set our minds on God, we're setting our minds on his truth. And God designed the human mind to receive, originally now, to receive truth and for that truth to impact the mind and the thinking and to cause a response. That response is obedience. That response is worship. That response is praise. That response is celebration. That response is concern, whatever it might be. But when we focus on the truth of God, it always produces a response in our lives. Isn't that amazing? God designed the mind like that. So when we clog the mind with things, God's truth can't get in, and that's why we're not living right. That's why we're not doing things for God like we want to, because we've clogged the pipes of our mind with all this garbage and gunk. Our pipes need to be cleaned out. We truly need to have our brains cleansed of the sediment, watch this now, the sediment of worldly thinking that has settled in on our minds over many, many years. I'm guilty of that. You're probably guilty of that too. And so, but when we get the Word of God in there, we think about the Word, we study the Word, when we hear the Word, like you're hearing it right now, when you meditate or think over and over, when you ask questions about it and get into it, get into the Word, let the Word get into you. When that happens, you know what happens? God begins to cleanse the mind. Those brain passages open up and God's truth begins to impact our lives again. So set your mind on things above. That's where Christ is. That's where truth is. And now verse 3, that's where you are. Wait, what do you mean by that? What does that mean? Yeah, it says that's where you are. In other words, that's where your identity is. Look at verse 3. It says, for you have died, Colossians 3:3, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. You see, in God's mind, he has already positioned a place for you in heaven. And positionally speaking, we're ready for heaven. Now, we're not ready for heaven in our bodies yet, and we're living on this earth. We got things to do. But your position before God is that it's like you have already died and gone to heaven. And God views you as being with him. So if that's the way God looks at us and our identity, think about what that word means. Who we think we are. What is our point of being here on the planet? That's your identity. And we can, again, get our identity from worldly things. What my body looks like. How much money am I making? What kind of house do I live in? Where do I get to go on vacation? What I can post on Instagram. You know, all those things are identity things. Now, they're not wrong. None of those things are wrong. So don't get on a guilt trip because you posted something about your vacation in Colorado, whatever. That's not the point. But the point is when those things drive us, when those things become our identity, guess what happens? Then our mind is not set on things above. They're set on things of the earth. You are a blood-bought child of God. You are a disciple of Jesus Christ. You are a Christian. Your destiny is as sure and your salvation as secure as if you are already in heaven. That's why he says, for you have died. Now, we have died to the old self already. That's already happened. But he says, our life is hidden with Christ in God. Our destiny, our eternal security is a done deal in heaven. And so you need to think of yourself as, that's my home. As Paul said in Philippians 3:20, our citizenship is in heaven, from where we await a Savior, right? When that's your identity, and you think of yourself as, I'm number one, a Christian. I'm number one, a follower of Jesus. I'm a proclaimer of his truth and of his good news and grace and mercy and gospel. That's who I am. That I'm a creature bought by him. I'm a child of God. I belong in the family. Guess what? When you think of yourself like that, number one, then that just like, that's like a the hub of a spoke to a wheel. Everything flows from that. So now, as a husband, as a father, as a mom, as a wife, as an employee, as a business owner, that's all coming from that. Everything that we do comes out of that. So the way in which we perform our deeds, our duties, the way we clean our home, the way we do our job, whatever, that flows out of the fact that I'm serving the King of Kings here. That's who my identity is. And God restored your identity, whoever you thought you were, God restored your identity to where it was intended to be the moment that you became a Christian. Now, granted, understanding that identity, adopting that identity, and living our lives out of that identity is a process. That's called sanctification. And that takes time, and it's messy and bloody and, you know, erratic, and it comes with failure and falling back and losing our perspective. That's all true. That's why we have to recalibrate. That's why I have to set our minds every day on Jesus Christ. He says that you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. You're protected by the Father. You know, I just can't think of anything more comforting to know as you go through your day right now. You are completely protected. You are, did you know that you're invincible until the moment that God calls you home, whether by rapture or by death? You're completely invincible. The world, Satan, other people, they can't do anything to you. That you are protected by him. But it's not just the physical protection until death. It's the idea that your salvation, your spiritual security, is also protected as well. God wants you to gain great comfort from that. And because you belong to him, because you're surrounded and protected by him, he wants you to be able to act out of that and to say, then I can live my life the way God wants me to, because nothing's going to take my salvation away. And he says that your life is hidden with Christ in God. And I've told you this before, the only thing that Satan has to do, or any demon has to do, the only thing they have to do, the only thing your sin has to do, is to somehow go into the throne room, storm the gates of heaven, go into God's throne room, take God off his throne and steal his authority from him. If Satan can do that, if demons can do that, if your circumstances or your feelings or your sin can do any of those things, my friend, you might not make it to heaven. Guess what? Not going to happen. It's a logical and factual and spiritual impossibility that anyone could overthrow the throne of God. And it's God's throne, God's sovereignty, God's power, and God's promise that keeps you sealed, that keeps you protected. As Ephesians 1, 13 and 14 talk about the Holy Spirit sealing us, that we're completely his. Gosh, that's such a comfort. And then one last verse here, he says, and when Christ, who is our life, well, there's a reminder right there. Paul said, for me to live, Philippians 1, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Just for me to live here, it's just Christ. That's my point. He says, when Christ, who is our life, is revealed, talking about the second coming, you will also be revealed in him in glory. He's talking about Revelation chapter 19 and how when Jesus comes back, it says the armies of heaven are riding behind him on white horses. This is the end of the tribulation period, okay? Revelation 19. And it says that they're clothed in fine linen, white garments. Those are the garments that are given to the bride when she gets to heaven. So setting your mind on things above for 2022, maybe that's your word or your phrase for 2022 is set your mind or things above or something like hidden with Christ in God or raised up with Christ or keep seeking things above. I don't know, but maybe these two little podcasts have helped to sort of restructure your thinking for the new year. And I just pray that God would do that in your life. I pray to do it in my life. because I desperately need that every day. Friend, I'm in the hunt with you. I'm in this struggle, this battle with you every day. Please pray for me. I'll pray for you. Pray for this ministry. Pray that God would bring on more partners, supporting partners financially, people who would pray for this ministry, encourage this ministry, and pray for this new program, this TV program, Jeff Kinley Live. Who knows what God's going to do? I'm just buckling in along for the ride, and we'll see what the Lord does. Hey, thanks for listening. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Vintage Truth Podcast. Please subscribe and share with a friend. For more about Jeff's ministry, go to jeffkinley.com.